le temps.
Well, it all depends how long you will remaining a non-wage earning person. But we were do our calculations on a yearly basis. Take 2018. If you stay 8 months as a non-wage earner, and then you work 4 of those months over 18 in the year 2018, I'll refer you back to my example. If half of your contributions as a wage earning person are they over half of the contributions you pay as a non-wage earning person, then you will be considered to be a wage earning person and you won't pay a contribution as a non-wage earning person. In the contrary case, the contributions due as a non-wage earning person can be deducted from what you've paid as a wage earning person.